with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here once again this year. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, it's been 8 long months since I asked you a question on this show, so I know you've been waiting for this. We better dive right into it. Here we go. You wanted to open the season fast. First season opening win since 2011. Do you feel like it's mission accomplished? Do you like the way you started the season with a victory?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the obvious answer to your question. Can I stop right there?
Sure. I know you like these questions.
Well, no, it's definitely where you want to start. And also at Chicago, I mean, it's a very difficult place to play, and division win, you know, then really the unscouted looks, new staff, and all those things that went into that game. So I was very proud of our football team. We knew it was going to be a little bumpy going down there, and we fought through it and came out of there with the win. So, you know, we're off to a good, solid start.
Mike, I think you'll know where I'm coming from with my first question of the year. 4.5 yards of carry, no sacks. I guess the offensive line got plenty of enough work anyway together during the preseason.
Oh, definitely. And I think the other part of it is the long drives. I mean, we had a number of very long drives, and that's good for us. We come out of the preseason with just the 3 long drives, you know, 2 in New England and the 1 there in Pittsburgh. So really to get into that rhythm, and that's a big part of our know-how to offense.
James Jones is just like he never left, Mike, and just the faith in him and the trust that Aaron has in him to call that play on the first touchdown, and he goes over the back of the defender, one hand, unbelievable.
Definitely. I mean, big-time catch, but I think you've already hit on it. It's the confidence that Aaron has in James and his ability to throw the back shoulder or whatever type of throw he needs to in the one-on-one opportunity. So, I mean, it really looks like those two had never stopped working, you know, with each other. So, very, very happy for JJ. I thought he definitely made his presence known in week one.
While we're in the neighborhood, Mike, another wide receiver, Randall Cobb, what a pro. I mean, he got ready to play. He played in pain to some extent and so forth, and he's a warrior. He's not the biggest guy out there, but he's as tough as anybody.
He's tough. I mean, he's very tough, and I think it tells you a lot about Randall. There was no way that he wasn't going to be out there, just his commitment to his teammates. And come out of the game clean, so hopefully he'll be a week better.
Second half, you had a 16-play, 78-yard, 9-minute and 31-second drive. What did that do for you? It was impressive.
Well, I mean, the number of things. Obviously, you know, to take the lead and keep the defense off the field, and that's what you're looking for. You want to wear down your opponent. You want to break their will, and that was a huge, you know, turning point in the game. And I think really Clay Matthews' big interception was probably the biggest play at a critical time in the game. So, yeah, that was definitely a momentum swing for us.
Mike, how big was red zone both ways? You were 4 for 5 offensively. The Bears just 1 for 3. A big factor in the game?
Huge. I mean, it's about scoring points. You know, and the fact of the matter, going down there, we easily could have been 5 for 5 because you're not allowed to complain about the officiating. But there's, man, what a great throw and catch by Aaron on that one particular play. Yes, the red zone efficiency really for both sides of us was another key factor in the win.
Julius Peppers, this guy drinking from the fountain of youth, a sack and a half in the first 10 minutes, could have had a fumble recovery as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Julius did a lot of really good things, both in the run defense and in the pass rush, so he's off to a great start.
You know what was cool about that, Mike? Julius showed some emotion. I mean, he was fired up, and he's usually kind of low-key. He showed some emotion in Chicago.
Oh, no, definitely. He has a lot of personality. I mean, what I like about Julius, he doesn't, you know, he's very humble human being, doesn't take himself too serious. I happened to be in the film session when they showed the one play on the run game where he was, you know, down there giving a fist pump, and he was just kind of laughing at himself a little bit too. So, I mean, it's been a joy to have him. He's been very impactful, not only on the field, but very impactful in our locker room.
I got to ask about Aaron Rodgers flipping the pass to Eddie Lacy one-handed. He catches it one-handed, just like you drew it up, Coach?
I mean, not at all, but, just two guys playing football. I mean, I think it just says a lot about both guys, and you know, Aaron's instincts and trust, and is a heck of a catch by Eddie. So yeah, just two guys playing football like they were out there out in the backyard. They just happened to be in front of 70,000 people at Soldier Field. So,
Mike, let's move the conversation to special teams if we could. Ty Montgomery, a couple returns, 40-plus yards. That's got to be encouraging, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought Ty did a great job, you know, running his track, but, you know, also you got to give a lot of credit to the blocking unit. Both of those were very well blocked, and really the third one had a chance, too, if we can – You know, we had the bounce play there. So all three of the returns definitely were a big plus for us on special teams. I thought that group really got off to a good start.
Next up, we'll bring in our special guest. He is James Jones. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.